Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Eddie, what's going on, man?
Man, I'm hanging in there. I'm just looking at that overrated team y'all look at every night. But other than that,
oh, Eddie coming in hot.
Before we get into the jokes, let me ask you this, Eddie. You know, Steve Kerr said, talking about using an 11 or a 12 man rotation, and so far he's kind of stuck to it. Is that sustainable?
Yeah, it is, because most of the players on that team are pretty similar to each other. They're not heavily counted on to do a lot past Steph, Buddy Hield, Wiggins, in regards to the scoring department. So they're a lot like Draymond in a sense. With, you know, the role that Draymond plays for this team, it's almost they're branching off of Draymond more than they're branching off of Steph, Buddy Hield, and Wiggins. You get what I'm saying. So, you know, Steve was a role player himself.
Yep.
So he understands the dynamic of it. He understands what to say to them and what to get them to do. And then also send a message by playing time. Like, if you're playing well, you stay on the court. If you're not, the next guy that's waiting to get those minutes is going to be on the court. That's the way he's coaching. I think he planned it all along, and I'll just go back to the summer. And Steve's a good friend, so I want to say that first. I love him to death, okay? But everybody was worried about, like, and complaining that he wasn't playing Tatum in the Olympics. I happen to think he did Tatum a favor, in a sense, because Tatum he's fresh. He's aggressive. You saw what he did last night against Cleveland. And then he played the heck out of KD and Devin. Like, he wore them down.
Oh, wow.
He wore LeBron down. He wore AD down. AD was limping at times. He still had him out there on the court. See, Steve's good. He was like, I don't have to deal with Boston. You know, so I'm just going to just concentrate on just making Devin Booker turn into a defender and get his mind off of scoring. So it'd be hard for him to make the adjustment back to scoring. But he's a really good professor, man. Like, I just figured that out the other day. That was a good game plan by Steve. But, you know, all jokes aside, he's doing a tremendous job, man. I told him that the other day. I talked to him. To me, a number of years ago, guys, you remember when obviously you do, when they had the worst record in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, man, this is probably your best coaching job because you had to practice all the time. You had to coach. You had to be strategic more than in the past. You didn't just sit back and relax like Phil Jackson used to do because you had Steph and Clay out there. And now you had the coach. And I think coming into this year, he had the same mentality. And he's coaching his butt off. And Eric Spoelstra, at a number of years, you know, supposed to be the best coach in the league. But after those couple of blunders he had last week, like the rankings go, I think Steve jumped over
him. Wow, I got you.
Yeah, so, you know, he's done a tremendous job.
Hey, Eddie, my partner and I, we keep it real tended to. We do it, and we've been critical over the years of Draymond Green when he does something on the court to kind of, you know, leave his teammates out there hanging. But this year, he has been a monster on the court, Eddie, and his podium game, he's been a leader. But Friday night, he got a foul, and it was upgraded to a flagrant one, holding Edie's foot. And it was no big deal to me, but he went on his podcast and said the NBA ratings are down. They need his name. You played this game. You know Dre. So, one, what did you make of the play? And two, I'm telling my partner, I think him talking about it, you know, from they need him makes it worse. So, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, you know, I listened to his podcast the other day. There's a snippet of it. You know, and he made a statement. You know, he was going to Taylor Jenkins, calling him soft. And then he was saying, you're hurting Edie by babying him.
Mm.
That the league needs tough guys. The league needs enforcers. Now, I would agree with Draymond in regards to the physicality. Yes, the league needs more physicality. The league, every team needs an enforcer. But enforcers don't grab people's damn ankles and risk their career.
Mm.
They don't do that. Enforcers get in your face, and they're willing to throw down. Draymond have in his career so far?
None.
I just don't, you know, like, you're testing people and you're saying these things knowing that guys aren't going to fight because guys don't want to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Back in the day, some guys didn't even get fined. Like, back in the day, if they did get fined, it was like maybe a couple of thousand. Like, can you imagine if he grabbed Charles Oakley's ankle?
No.
Yeah, we can't,
can
man.
You imagine if he grabbed Robert Parrish's ankle or Karl Malone or Charles' ankle? Can you imagine? His manhood would be tested then. Like, yeah. He's talking about Edie, and you're talking about a rookie that's just gotten to the league. A guy that's so big and strong that if he lost his temper, he probably would kill you.
Yeah.
But yet you're testing his manhood, yeah. Saying he got to test his manhood on the floor. I just don't understand that part of it. You know, be physical. You know, we had a rule. Don't hit below the belt. Don't hit above the shoulder. Mm. Okay? And that rule was forever in the league. And so when you're grabbing somebody, they're getting ready to run down the court, and they're not expecting that. Like, if you're boxing out with Draymond, you already expect that you might get an elbow to the stomach.
Yeah.
An elbow to the chest. You know that could come, right? Or if you're going in for a shot, it might be a hard foul. You expect it.
Yeah.
If you don't expect getting a rebound and throwing an outlet pass, well, damn dude grabbing your damn ankle.
The one thing I was thinking,
like, get it, man. He does not get it. You know, that can ruin somebody's career. You know, you just don't do stuff like that. And then promote it and start talking like, man, you know, we got to make him tough. Come on, man. If Steven Adams wanted to go ballistic when he hit him below the belt that time,
yep.
What do you all think would have happened?
Pandemonium, Eddie.
Yep. Eddie Johnson joining us.
What do you think would have been the result?
Pain.
Adams would have thrown him around the arena.
Oh, man. Eddie Johnson.
That's the part that just gets me. That's all.
I got you. Eddie Johnson joining us on 95.7. The Game, played 17 years in the league. Phoenix Suns analyst since 2003. Let me get back to this 11 or 12 man rotation, because I, like, the way I'm looking at it right now, I feel like half the league is load managing. The new goal of the season for players is to play 60 games. And my feeling is that the reason this could work is in the regular season, particularly, is if you've got 10 or 11 guys who are playing every night and they're playing teams that are missing their star players every other night, I feel like the Warriors can win a lot of regular season games this year this way. I don't know about the playoffs, but I think the regular season, they might be able to use this to their advantage these days.
Well, it's all predicated right now based on how everything is working with this way of coaching. Is Steph has to stay healthy, okay, because he is the hub of all of this. And then Buddy Hield's got to keep playing like he wants a sixth man of the year off the bench. If either one of those guys are compromised, then I foresee a 10-game losing streak, okay? That's how quick it can turn. Now, you see what's happening to my sons. KD and Bill goes down, and we've lost, what, five in a row? Like, it can turn quickly if you lose key guys that lead the other guys that play a role. Because if Steph goes down, then what? Kuminga's got to be more aggressive. Can he do it consistently? Right? And Draymond goes down, and I put Draymond as a third person. Kyle Anderson all of a sudden got to do his best Draymond impersonation. Like, over a period of starter minutes a game. Right? Will he be able to do that? See, that is the question.
Yeah.
Right? That's the question that you have to deal with when you're dealing with a team that's playing this way. But the way that they're playing now, they have a lot of confidence. They got great hustle guys. They're playing great defense. It's just a lot of good things to say about what's going on right now in Golden State. And I'm just tired of saying, that they're done, right? I didn't have them making the playoffs this year. I was looking at the roster. And look, Kyle Anderson is a kid that I've trained since high school. Okay, so I know he can play. Buddy Hield can flat out shoot it. But he looked like he couldn't shoot last year in Philly. Like, so for me, and I was looking at the team, Moses Moody. I mean, look, when he does play his minutes, I mean, the guy looks like he can play. He got a good offense, but it's hard to find consistent minutes for him. That was a question mark. Kuminga, I mean, is he going to be upset because of his contract and not getting extended? So is that going to play a role with him? So there's just a lot of questions out there, right? Gary Payton II, he has a propensity to get hurt a lot because of the way that he plays. So I was looking at all of that, and I was like, I don't know. And so I'm going to stop doing that with any Steve Kerr, Pop. I stopped doing it with Popovich, and obviously Steve Kerr is a disciple of Popovich. You just never count them out because of their ability to galvanize guys and motivate and get them ready to play.
Eddie, I'm a 70s baby, man. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining to you, but it's real. I know these guys, these players are not faking injuries, but every time I sit down to watch a game, it's like, who's not playing? I get that. Guys are trying to get better. But, Eddie, you used to shoot it. You shoot it with the best of them. But this three-ball epidemic is, I believe, out of control and hurting the game. You say what to that?
Yeah, to me, it's over the top. But that's the way they're going to play. And I guess we can push back on it all day long, right? In fact, all night long. I just saw Lionel Richie in Las Vegas this past weekend.
Hello? Nice.
Yeah. 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 I got a little all night long.
Okay, on my mind.
But, to me, look, if you look at my numbers, I scored over 20,000 playoffs included, and I averaged 1.3 a game in my career. But I can shoot the three. I shot the three 1 year of my career. That's when I won sixth man. I shot 42%. I can shoot it, but I'm like, I was DeMar DeRozan before DeMar DeRozan. Case in point, everybody in the 80s was DeMar DeRozan before DeMar DeRozan. And that ability just to balance your game and do it well. Steph balances his game. People focus on his three, but Steph got every damn thing.
Yeah.
So he's just not all about three. He knows how to balance his...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three, what is two, what is drive, and that's what makes them so great. But I just, you know, when it's going good, like Boston was last night against Cleveland, it looks good. And you're like, oh, wow, right? But then other times, like in the second half, they started missing them threes and Cleveland got back in the game.
Right.
Yeah. It's just an ebb and flow. It's an ebb and flow that takes the, I think, control from the coach, in a sense, to calm it down. And, yeah, I would like more half-court sets. I would like more half-court design plays, run, and stuff like that. But it's not going to happen.
Eddie, let me finish up with this one for you, because Kyle Anderson obviously is a new Warrior, and Jonathan Kuminga's in his fifth year, and you know there's still a lot of excitement about Kuminga, obviously his athleticism, things like that, but there's always been some frustration out here among the fans that Steve hasn't gone to him a lot. But I said this earlier, and you just tell me what you think. I'm like, if there's 5 minutes to go in a tight game and Steve Kerr looks down his bench and sees Kyle Anderson and Jonathan Kuminga, he's going to pick Kyle Anderson. But why do you think that, like, people have asked me what they see in Kyle Anderson, why he's the player he is. You trained him. Can you answer that?
He's a heck of a defender on the ball. You can't go around him. They call him slow-mo. But his arms are so long that it covers his inability to move maybe as quickly laterally as most players. So if you try to go around him, he flicks at the ball. It's just a tremendous gift he has. He's had it since high school, and he's a very good rebounder. So, you know, again, he's got the long arms, so he's going to go in there and get tough rebounds for you. He'll block a shot for you. And strategically, defensively, he's always going to be on point with what they're running. Kuminga is more talented, but he's almost like, probably in their minds, he's like a loose cannon that they don't want to use right now, because Steph is their loose cannon and Buddy Hield is their loose cannon. And Andrew Wiggins, on nights when he has it going, is their loose cannon. And that's what he's going to roll with. And so anytime you have another guy and those three are out there, he's going to turn to Kyle Anderson because he doesn't want Kuminga out there taking a shot that's reserved for those three.
Yeah.
Now, Kuminga has to, what he has to do, he has to win Steve over. Everybody's had to do it. I had to do it as a player. You know, coaches tried to restrict me. What you do is you push until they finally say, okay, he ready. A lot of times it's a test. And Kuminga can't pout. And sometimes I kind of view him as a pouter. I don't really know for sure, but it does to me. And you just can't do that. I know he didn't get his contract, and that's probably on his mind as well, but you just can't do it. He's a very talented player. He's going to be in the league a long time. He's going to make a lot of money. It might not be the kind of money he wants at the time and place, but he's going to be in the league because he has everything to become a very good player. He just has to be patient.
Eddie, thanks as always, man. You're the man, and I guess we're going to see you next weekend, maybe in about 2 weeks. And you'll be able to get an up-close look at this Warrior team.
Yeah,
you're going to see me. And we're going to come prepared, though. They wasn't on the schedule early enough to try to get try to feel like they can walk and get a good win. they're going to see KD, who, by the way, was probably playing at the MVP level before he went down. And, you know, Bradley Beal's having a heck of a year as well. So, we got a young rookie, too, that could possibly put the clamps on Steph for a few minutes. Just a few minutes.
Well, Eddie, I'll tell you this. Who? You need to be worried about Brunson and company tonight.
Tell the Bay Area who you're talking about.
Look, he gave us City last year. So, yeah, we're gonna throw Ryan Dunn on him a little bit.
Try to get Ryan Dunn.
Try to mess with him.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie. All right. Thanks as always, man.
All right,
you're the best. Eddie Johnson.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.